Holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Why do we have to put away sin? The answer will surprise you.
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today is a splendid day. Oh, man, do you feel good? I know I do. I don't know what to tell you. If you don't feel good, I don't know what to do. But listen, I'm going to keep talking to you until you feel better, though. I'm going to keep talking to you until you feel better. Today is the great day. Today is a great day. Today is the day. I pray that something good happens to you today. Something good happens to you. I'm praying that something good, Lord, let something good happen to all the listeners on today. Let something good happen to their family. Let something good happen to their church, their community, their job, their business, their children, their spouses. I pray something good happens to them today. Listen, when good things happen, man, you can make it through the rest of the week. When good things happen, no matter how bad things get, you can still work your way through it. Even though you know it's still a good day and you're grateful that God gave it to you to get it together, to get one more day to get it right with Him, right? You know, we have one more day to get it right. That's good. But when God gives you a good old fashioned blessing, somebody say, yes, sir. When God sends something good your way, and you know, listen, and when He sends it, you know nobody else could do it. You know it was Him, and He don't have to tell you that He did it. You know He did it. Because you know you couldn't do it yourself. Yeah. And when God sends a good thing, thank Him for it. Thank Him for it. Tell everybody. Tell them what the Lord did for you. That's we started a new thing at church on Sunday. It's called the we used to have a thing called testimony service where you would get up and talk about what God's done for you, this, that, and the other. Well, now we changed the name of, we call it the thank you money service. We get up and we thank God for what He's done for us and what He said to us and what we could see and what we couldn't see. We just thank Him. And so I'll get up and I'll tell everybody, hey, it's time to tell Him. Let him know. It's time for the thank you money. And they jumped up last week, man. There was one young lady. A year ago, she wasn't walking, but this year she could walk, and she walked down the aisles and walked down the aisles and walked down the aisles. We had another mother of the church who she had to have her cane all the time. And so she said, I'm not carrying that thing anymore. And she just jumped up and started walking around. She said, I feel like walking. And so she started walking without the cane. I'm telling you, just start thanking the Lord for what He's done. Just start thanking Him. Just begin to thank Him. You know, there was a young lady who said, I've been sick since I was 15 years old, but she thanked the Lord that she's still living. She thanks Him that that she's still living. I'm telling you, begin to thank God for all that. There was a gentleman said, a friend of mine, he said, when I think of the goodness of Jesus, I begin to thank God for His goodness. You know, when I think, that's when I begin to thank. Yeah, just start thanking God for everything. You don't know what He's doing. Listen, a lot of stuff we don't even know that He's doing right. We know later when He shows it to us, but we don't know He's doing it. We're thinking that life is all so bad and this isn't that, and that's not working and this isn't working. But God is doing things that you don't know, I don't know, and we're thanking Him for it. That's His will. I pray that God's will be done in your life. So no matter who tries to put a hurdle, who tries to withstand you, who tries to stop you, who tries to put a curse on you and everything else, I pray that God's will be done above everything else. God's will be done. That's what it is. All right. Okay. Let's go on over to, let's see, Romans 13. Romans 13. We'll start at verse number 11. We're talking about, you know, why do we have to put away sin? You know, a lot of times we tend to think that we put away sin so God can see that we put it away. God knows whether you've put it away or not. He don't have to see it. He knows whether you put that sin away or you're still dabbing in it. He knows. But this is, watch this. Verse number 11. Romans 13, verse number 11. Romans 13, verse number 11. 11 says this. This is all the more urgent for you to know how late it is. Time is running out. Wake up, for our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. Our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. Here comes number 12. The night is almost gone. The day of salvation will soon be here. So remove your dark deeds like dirty clothes and put on the shining armor of right living. Take off the dirty clothes and put on the shiny armor of right living. That's what he's telling us to do. He's telling us to do that, not him do it. Us to do it. You know, a lot of times we want God to do everything, but he tells us to do it. The day of salvation will soon be here. So remove your dark deeds, sin, like dirty clothes, and put on shining armor, the shining armor of right living. Verse number 13. Because we belong to the day, we must live decent lives for all to see. We must live decent lives for all to see. So when you get rid of your sin and things like that, that's for other people to see, not God. I'm sure God sees it now. I'm you know, but he knows us from beginning to end. He knows exactly what we're thinking and where we are. He knows, right? But he says here, because we belong to the day, we must live decent lives for all to see. Because we belong to light, we belong to God, right? We have to live decent lives. I was sitting there when it says decent lives, why didn't it say perfect? You can try to be perfect, and that's good. Perfection is the goal, but you must live a decent life for all to see. Decent. Don't participate in darkness of wild parties and drunkenness. Don't participate in the darkness of wild parties and drunkenness, or in sexual promiscuity, or immoral living, or in quarreling and jealousy. That's not all, but that's certain things that are written for us to read. This is written for us to read. Because we belong to the day, we have to step away from these things. We do. Wild parties and drunkenness, huh? Or in sexual promiscuity and immoral living, or in quarreling and jealousy. Verse number 14. Instead, clothe yourselves. Not God clothe you. You clothe yourself with the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. You clothe yourself with that, with him. See, a lot of times we want God to do everything. Lord, take out my trash. Lord, drive my car. Lord, I need gas. You put the gas in, Lord. I mean, if you don't have the gas money, then you're asking the Lord to send you some money so that you can put the gas in. But we want God to come down from heaven and put the gas in the tank himself. Like God don't have anything else to do. But he can do it. You know, he can do everything else and that if he really wanted to. But what the point I'm making is we want God to do everything. And he tells us, instead, clothe yourselves with the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. You do that. You clothe yourself with heavenly things, with spiritual things, with a spiritual God. You cover yourself in the Lord Jesus Christ. And don't let yourself think about ways to indulge your evil desires. So you have evil desires. We all have evil desires, right? Evil desires. But he's telling us, don't let yourself think about the ways to indulge in them. You know, sometimes we'll say, well, I might sin on Tuesday, you know, and Thursday, but I'm not going to sin on Wednesday. I'm not going to sin on Sunday. I'm not going to sin on Friday, you know. But you're making plans. Don't let yourself think about ways to indulge in your evil desires. The evil desires aren't going anywhere. They sit right there. They sit right there trying to do, talk you into all kind of sin. But God says, because you belong to me, you got to show the world that you've put that stuff away, or you're at least trying to put that stuff away. You're trying to get rid of that thing. You're trying to live a decent life so that others can see. That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to live a decent life so others can see that it does work. Yeah, others can see that. You, matter of fact, you might motivate somebody else to stop sinning because you stop. You know, you're trying to stop the sin. You don't go around practicing sin. You don't make plans to indulge in sin. You get it? I hope you get it. I would always think, well, if I stop doing this, God'll like me more. You know, if I stop doing that, God'll see that I'm really trying. And God knows if you're really trying or not, right? But when we say we're going to live a decent life and put away sin, we're trying to do it so that other people can see it. The same way they saw us in sin before God, they should see us without sin with God. You see, we decided to chase after God. And because we decided to chase after God, we lived a decent life so that they can see it. I hope you understand what I'm saying to you. I'm trying to keep it slow and slow it down so that you can not feel like you're not getting closer to God. You know, sometimes it feels like when you try to step away from sin, you have more opportunities to sin. You know, and I don't make a habit of going calling people sin out. You know what sin is, and you know what sin you're a part of. God will let you know if I don't know. I don't need to know that. I don't need to know what sin you're in. But you know what sin you're in. And it's up to you. You have one more day to get it right. You have one more day to fix it. One more day to get it. Yeah, get right with the Lord. Get right with him. Make sure you do what you need to do so that you can live with him. He didn't come all the way down from heaven for you to stay in sin. No. We're supposed to fight sin. We're supposed to fight off sin so others can see that you've changed.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be holy.